This is a Federal News Network podcast.
After 5 years of working to improve customer experience, the Veterans Affairs Department has started to share its success recipes with the rest of the government. It published a new customer experience cookbook and a report detailing VA's own customer experience efforts. For more, Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco spoke with VA's Chief Veterans Experience Officer, Linda Davis.
As we looked at where we have come in the last 5 years and looked at how we hold ourselves accountable and what we could do in the coming years, we looked at how we could not only sustain, but how we could scale what we have done. Our customer, the veterans, families, caregivers, survivors, are customers of whole of government. They receive services from every single federal agency, state, local agencies, and from our nonprofit and community-based partners. So we felt it was imperative that we share our lessons learned and what works when you try to apply data, tools, technology, and engagement to better serve them. The other thing we felt that was important to do for those at any level of government, if you want to create your own capability for customer service or a customer experience office, here's some things that you need to take a look at. And those include the, you know, kind of the categories that we came up with, the 8 different categories that each agency would customize or adapt to both their customer and their internal culture.
Both the cookbook and the report touch on how you've tried to embed customer experience into the whole organization and not just your own office. Can you walk us through some of the policies that have helped make that a reality, and then what new policy you have planned?
In order to ensure that customer service is hardwired across the agency, we know that in government there has to be incentives and sometimes requirements. So we have looked at policy. We have looked at our own processes, our practices, our programs, all to make sure they're aligned to better support customer experience. So the directive, like the efforts we have taken in terms of ensuring we have a code of federal regulations that now reflects customer experience in it, that also are shared values across the department. We need to make sure everything that we have is tied to the expression of customer service. So this is not dependent on personality, so that it is a permanent part of our culture. So we undertook the directive, which is being finalized right now in the department.
You know, I also noticed that the report described an employee journey map. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is and how that fits in to your overall CX strategy?
The vision of deploying the capabilities of the private sector in customer service came about in 2015. The expression of that more specifically came about in 2018 with the statement that all of these wonderful data tools, technology engagement would imply not only to our veterans, but to their families, caregivers, survivors, and to our employees. The secretary recognized that unless the employees are really respected and treated in the same way in their experience, that they will not be able to provide the customer service that they want to and that we want to have them do. So we took all of the human-centered design capabilities that we were applying to look at the experience of veterans, the experience of veterans as patients, the experience of women veterans, et cetera, and we applied those to understanding the journey of our own employees. So what happens when they do onboarding? What happens with professional development? What happens when they're trying to decide whether or not to retain or to retire? And we understand now that just like we do for our veterans with the Journey Maps Moments That Matter, we understand now that our employees have key areas that are important to them. We know, for instance, that one of the priority moments that matter is understanding how to develop my career. And so that enables us to go with our employees and to look with them, how do we address that experience, the developing my career process, to make it a better one? Our goal is to enable, empower our employees to deliver the best customer experience and to retain them. We've had great commitment during COVID. We've had very low vacation time taken by those on the front line, a tremendous commitment. Of course, many of our employees are either veterans themselves or someone in their family has served. It's a very personal mission, and we want to make sure that our employees are receiving the best support that they can possibly do. So you will be hearing more about the employee journey map, and we look forward to working with OMB and others on its deployment.
I wanted to ask you about customer experience training. What programs have worked for you at VA so far? And can you tell us about the new Customer Experience Institute that you're starting?
As I mentioned, the experience of the employees is key. And the experience of our sister agencies is also key. Hence the cookbook in the second part. And for the first part, it's things like the employee journey map. But in both instances, there has to be knowledge developed. There has to be skills developed. Customer experience, customer service is not just the domain of subject matter experts, a handful across government. It's everybody's job. And so we want to help them be fully equipped to do that. So starting with our great focus in our relationship with our Veterans Health Administration, we developed something called Own the Moment. We've trained over 100,000 VHA employees, and now we've deployed it to the Board of Veterans Appeals and to the National Cemetery Administration to help them understand how they can deliver that experience, which is easy, effective, and emotionally resonant to build trust. So the training experience we've had, we are also applying to not only the patient experience arena, but also through our Patient Experience Academy and through this new institute, the Customer Service Institute, that we will be using as the basis through which to not only help other agencies understand the cookbook categories and how to apply that to their circumstances, but also how to deploy training and train the trainer models. We have some that are online and virtual to fit this environment. The idea here is what we have learned at VA to serve, really, we see the nation's customer. The veterans have served us all. They are the nation's customer. So we are in turn equipping everyone at the VA and throughout whole of government to better serve them. And in so doing, it improves the experience for all America's citizens.
Linda Davis, Chief Veterans Experience Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department, speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.